job seekers in the west of Ireland have been given the opportunity to sharpen up their job hunting skills, and thanks to a new careers company, I hope I pronounced this right, Liam Horne is here in front of me, so I got to do it right. Is it Slíonua?
Slíonua, Johnny.
Slíonua.
It means new way or a new path.
Okay. Okay, well, Liam Horne joins us, and Liam, we're delighted to have you in studio.
Thank you very much, Johnny. The pleasure is mine.
Okay, well, I want to ask you, when was the company first set up, Liam?
Well, I've been running a company called Slíonua Communications for about 2 years, and about 3 or 4 months ago, we added Slíonua Careers to that. So Slíonua Communications does PR and marketing, and Slíonua Careers focuses specifically on interview training, CV preparation. And my partner in Slíonua Careers is a lady called Fidelma Wallace, who has extensive experience in the HR side of things, and my experience, as you know, is in media and in business. So we came together about 6 months ago to explore the idea of setting up something like this, and we launched about 3 months ago.
Okay, you're based in Ballinrobe and Headford, they tell me.
Yes, we have. We do our appointments. We do one-on-one interview training with people. So if somebody's going for a job and they want to sharpen up on how they can present themselves properly in interview, we do our appointments in Main Street, Headford. We have our premises there. But I also have my own office located in Ballinrobe. So between the two, we do everything.
Okay, like going for an interview, Liam, for anybody, is I remember going for interviews myself many, many years ago, and you'd have a sick stomach. Your stomach would be like a washing machine before you get there, and then you make all those mistakes that when you sit down in front of the person who's carrying out the interview. So it's nerve-wracking for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and I suppose the first thing to remember is that nerves are good in this scenario in some ways. You know, nerves show that this is important to you, and I tell the story of the great Tipperary hurler Nicky English, who before the 1989 All-Ireland Final gathered a few of his colleagues around him on the pitch and said, "Lads, I'm so nervous I'm going to get sick," and he got sick. But then he went out and scored the record score ever scored in an All-Ireland final up to that time. So nerves are not a problem. It's how you use those nerves and understand why the nerves are there and understand that you can get around them. And the big thing we would say to people going into interview is that, you know, you can be nervous, and that's understandable because the stakes can be high, but you're going in there to talk about stuff you know, about your own background, your education, your career, your work experience, and crucially,
you should have all the answers.
Yeah, it's not, you're not being asked stuff you don't know, no more than Nicky English wasn't being asked to do something he didn't know how to do. He knew how to hurl, he was just nervous in anticipation of that. So you can transmute your nerves in some way and use them in a way that's positive for yourself. Don't focus on them too much, but overall in the interview, don't focus too much on yourself anyway. Focus on the other side of the table and how you can bring value to the other side of the table. So if somebody has a job to give out, they have a problem as well. They need to fill this position with the best person they can get. So if you look at what they're looking for and try and tick those boxes, so to speak, you should do a very good interview.
Okay, well, before that interview, Liam, obviously you've got to prepare a CV. You've spoken, I'm sure, and still speak with a lot of people who prepare CVs all the time. This is part of your work. What are the people doing wrong when they're doing up their own CVs? Because a lot of people now, with technology and computers and so on, say, "Oh, I can do it myself." Obviously, they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, we get a lot of CVs. And in fact, if any of your listeners want us to critique their CV for free, we provide that service. They can email us.
When you say take it, have a look at it, yeah?
We take a look and give them feedback, 5 or 6 pointers they can change, free of charge, no catches. They can email me at liam.horan@slíonuacareers.com for that service. But the big mistake I feel that people do when writing a CV is that they don't put themselves in the position that this is a sales document. It's selling you. So how can you best present that information to sell you? And bear in mind, the person who'll read the CV may only glance at the CV. So you need to get something early in the CV that says something about you, about your personal philosophy as an employee, about your professional objectives, what you want to achieve, what you'll bring to a company. And early on, before you get into your primary school education or what you got in the leaving, that's the kind of thing you need to catch people's attention with. So they'll say, well, hold on, this person in a line says about themselves, or in two lines says about themselves that they're keen to use their training in radio production to bring value to a radio station, for example. So that's the main thing people get wrong, I think, is they don't treat it as a sales document. Frequently they give too much information as well. 2 pages should be loads. Only elaborate on the relevant work experience. So if you're going for a radio station job, you know, use the experience you got in CRC.
You mentioned there, you know, don't overload your CV, Liam. You know, when employers do get CVs, do they really look at them? There's a lot of pages involved. Is it the first two pages they look at?
It's kind of a cat's licking a promise, as the saying goes. Not really. I would say they skim, they have a quick look, and they form a very quick impression. If something catches them, it'll bring them further into the CV. But you must catch them early. It's like a journalist writing an article. The intro, the first line or two, must catch people.
Yes.
And then, you know, Mark Twain said, "I wrote you a short letter because I wrote you a long letter because I didn't have time to write you a short one." Brevity remains the soul of wit, and brevity in your CV can be very hard to achieve. And one other thing I'd say on CVs, Johnny, is if people are going for jobs, your CV changes from job to job. If you're going for a job in industry A today, tailor your CV to meet that industry.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow, tailor to the next one and keep moving it. Little tweaks of that early part to push it out to, you know, to make it familiar to the person.
That's a very good point, Liam Horners, because, in fact, a lot of people out there, and I know it myself, they would be applying for a lot of different jobs at one time, and they'd send the same CV to all the different outlets, and you're saying that shouldn't be done.
No, this is not a flyer you're sending out through on post. Your CV and cover letter, you must think it through every single time before you send it out. So if you're sending it speculatively, as a lot of people do, and we encourage that, think about the company you're sending it to. Get something specific to that company in the CV. Make the person who's receiving it feel that they're getting a unique correspondence. And also, don't just send it to the HR manager. Find out who's the person in the very section you want to work in, if you can. And thirdly, don't say to the company, "I'll work anywhere you want me to work." Yeah. Tell the company where you can bring value. Okay. Say, "I can work in your marketing department, I can do the following." Put yourself in a position so they can isolate you. Don't ask them to make career decisions for you.
Okay. Question, would you carry out a mock interview with someone who contacted you, obviously, you know, to brush up on their skills? Would you do a mock interview at your place of business with
them? Yes, we do. And we frequently do the following service where we will prep somebody on day one. Say, "I will prep somebody today, and in a few days' time, Fidelma will interview that person in a mock interview situation." So you can get prepped by one and interviewed by another, or a straightforward mock interview as well. And it's very valuable. People learn an awful lot in an hour in terms of how they're presenting themselves and selling themselves.
Okay, you mentioned Fidelma there. She would be what we call, well, I'm calling anyways, she would be an interview expert, and we need people like her in this world out there. You've got a workshop coming up, haven't you?
Yes, we have a workshop in Castlebar this Thursday, an interview training workshop, and it's the title of the workshop is "Looking for a Job, Give Yourself Every Chance, Feel the Fear and Fly During the Interview Anyway." And we address that fear. People are nervous about interviews, but you have to, you know, to me, interviews are a bit like a best man's speech. If you leave it to the last minute and rely on 3 or 4 shots of brandy, it's going to go wrong. But if you do a little bit of work a few nights beforehand and scribble a few things down on the back of a cigarette box or whatever, that'll sustain you through the day. So we have the same philosophy about interviews. Our workshop is on right beside you here in the Harlequin Hotel on this Thursday from 9:30 to 1 p.m. It costs €50. It's limited to 20 places. We have a number of places left still. And we would hope in that 3.5-hour session, you would learn a lot about interviews. Also, stuff that's specific to you, that you'll go away with interview stuff for your sector. So it'll be a little bit of one-on-one work with Fidelma and myself as well. Another thing I'd like people to know is that we have an interview, an e-book, a free e-book on interview called "Get That Job." And if people email getthatjob@sleenuacareers.com, they'll automatically get that book free of charge. It'll give them some tips about interviews, CVs, and a whole other growth area, creative job searching now. How do you find jobs that are not necessarily in the papers?
Okay. I was also reading up there, and Liam, you were saying, I was reading that you do some interview training as well over the phone.
We do. Sometimes people in a panic say, "I have an interview tomorrow or later on today. What can you do?" And we'll do 30-minute or hour sessions with people. I suppose the thing I'd say is, nearer the interview, a bit like an exam, don't overload yourself with new concepts as you approach the interview. But a few days in advance, and we do this with people who are not based in this part of the world, a few days in advance can bring great benefits.
Okay, I was just reading up on you last night, and Liam, even though I know you for years, and just, I don't know if some of these things are current or not, Liam writes Off the Ground, a weekly business startup column, which appears in 15 local newspapers around Ireland.
Yes.
Still doing that?
Yes, yes.
You were the Irish Independent senior Gaelic Games correspondent for 5 years and winner of the National Gaelic Games Journalist of the Year in 1998. And it says you still present a series of radio essays weekly on RTÉ Radio 1's Drive Time programme.
Yes, that's a summertime thing I do.
My God, you keep yourself busy, Liam Horn.
People can learn more about that if they're interested in the GAA on championshipman.com. It's a site I run as well.
And you're co-author of Divided Loyalties, a biography of Gaelic football star Dan O'Neill.
One of your own, a Castlebar man. Yeah. He played with Louth in 57. He was the last Mayo man.
Yeah.
One of the two last Mayo men to win Ireland senior medals.
Absolutely. Okay, well, what we're going to do, you give me some information here and you're giving us a prize as well. But I'm going to hold on to this and mention it a couple of times today, Liam. So that's
yes,
okay,
and actually, Johnny, I'll give a prize of a free place on that day, Thursday as well, too, if you wish.
Okay, so that's going to save somebody 50 euros here.
Yes.
So that's a prize. What is the prize, by the way?
Well, I have two prizes. We can give one out today if you want to hold that one for a bigger
for next
one.
Week, yeah.
This, the one I can give out today is the place on Thursday's interview training day.
Okay, that's done.
But I also have a prize worth 280 euro, which is a complete career makeover for people, which is a new CV prep session. You come and meet Fidelma or myself. You go through and create a new CV for you, and then we'll do a 2-hour interview training session with you as well. So we would hope to leave you in a strong position if you're going for interview sometime soon.
And we might run that next week.
Yeah, there's good value in that prize, I feel, because when you start working with people, they really open up and develop themselves.
I think we could run that over a few days, in fact, when it's worth 280 euros. But it's a great... Is there many people doing this kind of work that you do, yourself and Fidelma do, Liam?
There are a few here and there. There are a number in Galway City, for example. There are some in Dublin. There are a few around the West overall. I suppose nowadays more than ever it's important for people to get an edge wherever they can going for interview. It's competitive out there, but my advice to people would be not to be pessimistic. There are still jobs out there, and there are still companies finding it hard to get people to fill certain jobs. But if you go in with a pessimistic tone into an interview, you won't get the job. You must go in there convincing the interviewer you're going to bring something special.
Liam Horn, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you, Johnny.